importance on the implementation of Article 10 of the Convention, including the need of an effective mechanism for cooperation and assistance. This mechanism is important to ensure the full and effective implementation of Article 10, especially in narrowing the existing gaps of resources, level of development, and technological capacity. We continue to believe that the cooperation database and its modality of work will contribute to increasing cooperation among state parties. While recognizing the improvements made to the database, we see the need to continue optimizing its operationalization, especially in enhancing the effectiveness of matchmaking process between the needs and the offers. We also need to ensure that the relevant national implementation measures should be in full conformity with the obligations under Article 10, recognizing the equal obligations and rights of all states' parties and respecting the principle of equal treatment. My delegation also sees the importance of developing guidelines and procedures for mobilizing resources. This guideline should help address in a sustainable manner the existing gaps and needs in cooperation and assistance under Article 10, such as equipment, materials and scientific and technological information regarding the use of bacteriological agents and toxins for peaceful purposes, financial resources to facilitate the widest possible exchange of equipment, material and scientific and technological information, in particular, from developed to developing states parties, and human resources. As many others, we also want to reiterate the fundamental importance of exchanges in education and training for the development of human resources in biological, science, and technology, particularly in developing countries. Madam Chair, current global health situation clearly proves that disease knows no borders, and therefore, all international efforts must be made to enable states to strengthen their capacities for detecting, reporting, and responding to outbreaks of infectious disease. We should work to build capacity and reduce inequalities between developed and developing countries in the life science and related technologies. Indonesia also believes that relevant international and regional organizations such as WHO, OIE, and relevant network hold an important role in promoting the implementation of all articles of the Convention. We therefore stress the need to enhance collaboration with them while taking into account the distinct role and mandates of the BWC. We would also add our voice that any measures identified within the framework of the Convention to mitigate biological risks should be implemented in a manner to ensure that legitimate peaceful activities, including international cooperation, will not be hampered. I thank you, Madam Chair.